Welcome to Shomar Shavan and Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Am Yakushom Nabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Samach Dalet. The Mishnah Amud Beis says, Hamashres Ishter Alei Sholish, person who's going to feed his wife not directly, he has a Sholish, he has someone responsible to feed her, there's a certain amount of food he has to give her. And the Mishnah says, it will be two kabin of Chitim. And the Gemara brings a discussion how much it is exactly. It's either six eggs or five eggs and a third. So many of the Rishonim were asked the question. The Gemara in Eruvin Daf Gimel tells us that the cheshbon of how much they got in the Midbar when the mon came down from Shemayim was a siris ha'efa. And siris ha'efa comes out to be 43 eggs and a fifth. That's the shear of challah. And the Gemara there in Eruvin says that anybody who eats this amount, he's mevoyruch b'meyov, meaning this is the proper amount to eat. So many Rishayim ask, L'chur seems to be a steer between the Gemaras. Over here, it's enough for a woman to eat, let's say, six eggs. And the Gemara in Eruvin, it comes out, that's 43 eggs per day. How can you reconcile these two Gemaras? So the Tosfos read over here in the spot, and others, the Shita Kubetz speaks about it. They want to say that maybe that's a sheer of the larger amount. But you can have less. And Chazal told us that 43 eggs is the perfect amount. People can have less. And especially when we're talking about women. And that's what about that, the Shita Mekubetzet. Women eat less than men. So therefore, they have a measurement which is less. In the Noi Deb Yudah, Madur Kamar Achayim Simon Lamed Zayin Simon Lamed Ches, he brings the name of Rav Zev Wolf Mibrad. And there he says, what do you mean by the Midbar? Also, woman got Oymer Legol Goyles, which is a serious Eifel. They got the same amount of man. So why here a woman and the woman in the Midbar? So the Noi Deb Yudah there says, but also children got. We know that every single person in the household got the exactly same amount. So what do you see from here? Says the Noi Deb Yudah. There was a fixed amount. The Shmuel Kivyochel gave the highest amount for everybody. Everybody got the same amount, and this amount fit the largest people, and also the small people had also the same amount. The problem is that we know that there was an iser to be mashir, not allowed to have noiser of mon. The mon had to be eaten within one day. So, l'chor, if you're giving an amount that doesn't really fit everybody, how did that work with the mon? Someone answer, someone who should bring it here, and also the Karen Oyra says it in Eruvin, that here, besides the bread, you're giving the woman much more things. There's many other items of food that you're giving her. So therefore there, the bread could be much less. But in the Midbar, that was the main food. Everybody ate their food from the mon. Some ask on that, that we know though. So in the Midbar, there was basar. Tosfos says there's food they got, that they purchased from the goyim. So it's not the only thing they ate. But that's one way to answer it. But the Chasam Sofer has a different mahalach. Chasam Sofer has brought that also in Tshuva, also there in the Gemara and Eruvin, in the new Chidushim, and also the Teres Moshe L'Tayru. Chasam Sofer says that the Gemara and Pesachim says that the way you measure an Oimer is based on the fingers and the Amo. Meaning, the measurement is done through the body of a person. Now usually, when we talk about Amo and Etzba, even though we're talking about the body of a person, but it refers to a standard measurement that everybody uses. Says the Chasam Sofer, but in the Midbar, everybody used his own body to measure. The mon that came to a child was a size that if you measure his amo, that was a serious eifa. It was a much smaller size than a larger person. Every person, the oimer, had a measurement of a serious eifa based on his Eivarim, based on his limbs. The larger the limbs, the larger the Asiris Eifel, the larger the mon. The smaller the limbs, the smaller the Asiris Eifel, the smaller amount of mon. That's what the Sefer says. And to explain a little bit more, why is that specifically in the mon? The reason usually we go with a standard measurement is because in physicality, everything is the same thing. Yes, there are some people that are big or small in terms of the physical appearance. But in essence, it's the same thing. Everybody has the same amount of Eivarim, and they work exactly the same way. On a physical element, all humans are basically equal. But in a spiritual way, everybody's different. Every neshama has starts and goes and is poyel something else completely. We know that the food in the midbar was a ruchnidik food. It was a spiritual food. And for sure had a spiritual element, even though it was a machlekes, if the malachim ate it or not, but for sure had a spiritual element. As the Midrash tells us, Lo nisna toiro el oich lehaman, the toiro is given to the people that eat man. And anybody who ate man had no excrement, there was no psoilus that came out of him. It's a very spiritual thing. So you mean in spirituality, each one has his own measurement. So in the Chasam Sofer, the man depends on the size of a person. And with that, you can answer our Gemara, that a Yisho, today, in this world, Chazal came out of standard measurement for a Yisho, which only 6 beitzim. And in the Midbar, it may have been a similar size to most women, because it depends on the size of her body. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.